I want you to lay down comfortably in your bed. Rest your head on a pillow and listen to my voice as you sink into the comfort of the pillow and the bed. I want you to focus deeply on my voice. Let my voice take you deep, deep into your own mind. Let other distractions slowly slip away. With my voice in your head, you need no other sounds. Relax, calm, quiet, sweet and comfortable. You have me here with you in your mind, traveling down the same thoughts that you are. Oh, there's no need to hide your thoughts from me. My voice travels through your entire mind. Now, let us take a second to quiet these thoughts. Your mind is mine to work with. Relax into my words. Let other thoughts fade away and focus on my voice. Miss Marie's voice should be your only focus, your only desire. Fall deep into my surrounding voice, calm and relaxed and obedient. Sleep. Fall deeper into trance. As you sink into this comfort, you feel your body becoming heavy. The feeling starts at your feet, making your feet feel like they are being held down by heavy weights. This comfortable, deep relaxation travels up your body, starting at your feet and traveling up your legs. You feel your calves slowly sink deeper into the bed and feel comfortable and heavy. The feeling travels further up your quads, making your muscles relax and making you even more comfortable. As this feeling travels up further, it flows over your chest and stomach, making your body feel comfortable and heavy. The traveling feeling drifts from your chest to your arms. Your biceps contract for a moment before releasing you even deeper into this relaxation. The feeling, that heaviness, travels down your arm to your wrists and hands, making them just too heavy, too comfortable to move. As you feel the relaxation cover your hands in its deep, heavy flow, you will begin to feel the relaxation, that heaviness, travel up your neck and to your head, slowly relaxing all the little muscles of your face and relaxing your mind, taking away all of its thoughts and leaving you with only my voice. Feel that relaxation, that comfort cover your entire body. And having your mind focus on my voice. And as you do, focus on your breathing. Listen to the breaths and how they move in and out of your system. Your breath can be going at any speed at this point, but let's slow it down a little at a time. Breathe in slowly. Count your breath in. Let it relax you. And breathe out slowly, deeply, releasing the breath and any other tension out of your body. Breathe in slowly. Let the breath fill your lungs as your mind fills with all other thoughts, all distractions and noises, and release the breath and all other thoughts except for my voice in your head. Let my voice be your only focus. Your mind should slowly melt into my words. Breathe in, slow, deep breath, and breathe out, focusing completely on my voice. Breathe in, let the distractions fill your mind, and breathe out, getting rid of every thought, every problem. Give your mind over to me and my voice. Breathe in and breathe out. And now I want you to breathe comfortably. Let every breath in and slowly release all your thoughts and your distractions so that you focus on my voice. Now, mind me, slave. Let those words take you deep into your mind. As far as you can, fall deeper and further into the comfort and relaxation of my voice. Let my voice surround you. Let it be the only thing you hear. And relax as you slip further into the comfort of my voice. You slip even deeper into trance. In a moment, I will count down from 10 to 1. As I reach 1, you will feel your mind being completely entranced by my voice. Now, 10, let my voice take you deeper into your own mind. 9, let all other noises and thoughts slip away. 8, deep. 7, relax even deeper. 6, let your whole body fall into that deep comfort. 5. No other voices or sounds but mine. 4. Your mind focuses only on my voice. 3. You are sinking deep into this trance. 2. And 1. Deep and obedient and relaxed. Mind me, slave. Just follow me deeper and deeper, deep and relaxed. Let your mind focus only on my voice. Breathe in deeply and breathe out slowly. Breathe in, focus on the breath, filling your lungs, and let it out, counting the seconds as you release it. Breathe in all of your worries and tension, and breathe out, getting rid of all of your worries and tension, and focus on my voice. Good. Just deep and obedient and relaxed. So deep, so obedient, so completely relaxed. You can feel it now. Feel your will slipping away. Your only reason for existing is to please me. To do so, you're going to go to whatever degree of effort you need to achieve it. You're going to discover that as you proceed, as you become more and more of a true slave, you'll find yourself even more eager to please me. Good boy. You do not possess yourself any longer. You have stopped possessing yourself, and you have become a possession, a thing to be used by Miss Marie. Nothing more. This is what you are going to be, for the rest of your life. You have no choice in this matter. There is no changing it or backing out now. Your mind belongs to Miss Marie. Your mind is mine. Your body is mine. And you will serve me in any way, shape, or form I may possibly desire. Your own needs and desires are secondary to mine. Anything I want, anything at all, is the most important thing in the world to you. You will do anything at all to achieve my pleasure. You will go through any amount of pain, any amount of hardship, to keep me happy at all times. That is your place. That is your need, want, and desire. As a slave, you are going to discover that you are completely consumed by the constant desire for Miss Marie. This is for the happiness of Miss Marie, so that I may see you aching and begging to be with me. At every moment, you exist to serve me. Your sexuality exists to serve me. Who you are is completely revolved around Miss Marie. You will serve me in any way, any shape, any form that I may possibly desire. That's simply who you are, who you have become. From now on, you will discover that you are no longer capable of achieving an erection without the command of me. No matter what you think of, no matter what you see, no matter how much it may excite you, you are going to discover that you are no longer capable of achieving any form of erection without my command. If I tell you or text you that I want you to be hard, it is almost as if your penis has a mind of its own, and that mind belongs to me. If I want you aroused, you will become that way. You will find yourself getting hard. All the thoughts and ideas that make you hard, that make you erect, will flash through your mind, forcing you to become aroused for me. And you will stay that way for as long as I choose. And you will only be able to orgasm if I permit it. That is how much control I have over you and your body. If I do not give you permission to become aroused, you will discover that you simply cannot. That whenever you try to become aroused without permission, disturbing, disgusting images, things that will make you sick, flash through your head, and they will destroy any chance of you becoming aroused. The only time you should be aroused is on my command. You can no longer become excited without me. It is not your place. It is not something you can do. It is something for me to control. From now on, I control you. You exist to serve and please me. And that means that you become aroused on command. You will only orgasm when permitted. And if I don't give you permission, you can't even get yourself hard. It's that simple. You are a possession, a piece of property. You exist to serve and please Miss Marie. That is all you exist to do. Your own desires are nothing compared to mine. I am your world. You exist for me. You need to serve me in any way, shape, or form I desire. And that means you don't become aroused unless I tell you to. And when I tell you to, you will feel it as if it is a force of nature shooting through your body, making you serve me in that manner. That is how strongly you serve me. Your body is mine, and you are going to discover that your body is feeling a craving for denial. That your body needs it. That your body needs to be denied by me. You want to ache for me. You long to show me how much you crave me. You want the denial. You find yourself craving it, needing it. You'll find yourself begging for it. But it is my choice, because you exist as my object, an object to serve and please me in any way, shape, or form I desire. Your body is mine to use as I please, and you will do whatever I desire. You will keep your body in whatever shape I desire. And your body and mind are mine to use. And you will serve me in any way I want. No matter how menial, no matter how sexual, it doesn't matter. You will serve however I want, whenever I want. Because that is what you have become. You are a complete and utter slave to me. You will serve me utterly. You will serve me with every ounce of your being. You will come back to this file again and again until it completely destroys your free will so that you give me everything. Every time I demand it. Anything I demand, you will give me instantly and be happy to do it. Because my pleasure is the most important thing in the world to you. You exist for my pleasure. That is what is important to you. You will do anything to achieve it. You will do anything to receive it. You are a slave boy. You exist to serve and please. Nothing more. And that is what you are going to do. From now on, your body is mine, and your mind is mine. And you will continue to come back to this file over and over again until you have been completely reprogrammed in this manner. Until you have been completely reprogrammed in this manner, you will not feel complete. And you will be drawn back to this file again and again until you are completely accepting of your place as my complete and utter slave, to use as I please, anytime, any way, anywhere. Your place is to serve, from now on, forever. And now it is time to wake back up and serve me. Awaken at the end of 10. Refreshed and awake and totally obedient. 1. Waking up. 2. Slowly feeling your muscles regaining their tension. 3. 4. Feeling your head becoming a little lighter, able to escape the fog. 5. 6. 7. Becoming even more awake now. 8. Beginning to hear the noises of the outside world. 9. And 10. Wake up.